This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The police commissioner says all hands on deck as police start six-day work week. Call for Barbadians to have the right to recall non-performing members of parliament under new constitution. Use of steroid creams on the rise. The Caribbean Dermatology Association sends warning. Heritage preservation and knowing your history identified as tools of healing trauma from slavery. And Guyana paves the way for mental health court, a first in the country. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Commissioner of Police, Richard Boyce, is giving Barbadians the assurance that all members of the Barbados Police Service are on board with the request to forfeit one off day indefinitely. All officers have been asked to work 6 days weekly as one measure to combat rising crime and intensify police presence during the cropover season. Speaking during a press conference at police headquarters, Roebuck Street, Bridgetown, yesterday, Mr. Boyce also revealed issues relating to outstanding payments would be settled soon.
I can assure the country and members of the media that it was a well-accepted meeting at that location when we met. I also spoke with the president of the police association, and that organization, that association, is fully on board with us. In terms of payment for senior constables, that is a process that is roughly 98% complete, I must say. So it's just a matter of days or so whereby people will be rewarded, backdated, and receive all funds which are due to them. So nothing to worry about. It is there, it is coming, just a little time coming.
In relation to the length of time officers will be on duty with just one off day, Mr. Boyce was unable to give a specific time frame, but said it was not the first time the measure was being taken.
Let us reflect on last year when we had Cricket World Cup. The same position was put forward, accepted, and it worked well until we did a review and said, well, we reached a stage whereby no need for this year. And we will follow the same process this time around. We are willing to go, but we know when to pull back and give the persons time to rest, relax, and start fresh again. And if we have to pull back, then it will be done in phases and groups and things like that. It will not be a one-time pullback. We can do gradually pullback. So we have all those things in place.
Commissioner of the Barbados Police Service, Richard Boyce. Barbadians should have the right to recall non-performing members of Parliament under any new constitution. This is a view of attorney and former Democratic Labour Party President Verla de Pisa, who made the remarks while giving her contribution during a panel discussion hosted by the University of the West Indies Faculty of Social Sciences last evening.
Cements in the minds of voters that they actually do have power.
The practice is that is how it is to be. But in any true democracy, and I do believe that we are at the stage where we should be determining what democracy looks like for ourselves, that we can have a component where our voters, a constituency, can have a say in whether or not they wish their representative replaced.
Attorney and former Democratic Labour Party President Verla de Pisa. Under the theme Reflections on Constitutional Reform, student presenter Raheem Augustine Joseph said there were common constitutional issues across the region that had to be dealt with.
I think what is required for us is a continued focus on solving these issues and adding thought as part of it. I addressed most of it today. I attempted to address it in the recall, the separation of powers, the crossing the floor, the administration of parliament, the first past the post, all of these things which have brought about real maladies within the constitutional architecture. And the truth is, as Gramsci has said, you can have the pessimist of the intellect, but I think really the hope and the optimism is what is required.
Raheem Augustine Joseph. President of the Caribbean Dermatology Association, Dr. Andrew Ford, is concerned about the widespread and unregulated use of topical steroid creams in Barbados. He says over the past 18 months, there's been a troubling rise in over-the-counter access to ultra-potent steroids that should only be used under medical supervision. Dr. Ford told Starcom Network News that while these creams are effective when prescribed appropriately, misuse, especially on the face or over long periods, can lead to serious side effects.
topical steroids are used by dermatologists and medical doctors to treat inflammatory skin conditions, and they're safe when used appropriately, considering the area that's being treated, the strength of the topical steroid that's being used, and the duration of use, and the correct diagnosis. What has been concerning me is the over-the-counter dispensation of topical steroids, especially ultra-potent topical steroids. And a secondary thing that bothers me is the use by general doctors and the choices that are being made regarding the prescription of very strong corticosteroids.
Dr. Ford is urging pharmacists and medical practitioners to be more responsible with the dispensing of steroid treatment for public safety.
I'm seeing it every day now, instead of seeing it maybe every few months or every few weeks. The frequency has got to a stage where I just want to urge for responsible dispensation by pharmacists, and also guarded and appropriate use by non-dermatologists of steroid creams. There is a perception that no matter what you have, that a steroid cream will fix it. And there are also situations where steroid creams are formulated with antifungals and antibacterials at the same time.
President of the Caribbean Dermatology Association, Dr. Andrew Ford. Preservation of culture and an understanding of your genealogical history are key steps to healing trauma caused by the transatlantic slave trade. Attendees at the Division of Culture's genealogy chat held at Hilton Barbados Resort were given this advice last evening when the curtain came down on Heritage Month. Speaking on the topic, Preserving and Protecting Our Heritage, co-founder of African Ancestry, Dr. Gina Page, says there is growing global interest in DNA kits sold by the company as thousands seek answers on their identity.
Take this first step to understand who you are. It changes your mindset. And then, now that your mindset has changed, there's some healing that can begin. Because as you also know, we are the recipients of some of that trauma that occurred during the transatlantic slave trade and ever since our ancestors landed here. Once we heal, now we can move forward. There's a movement towards emancipation.
African Ancestry co-founder Dr. Gina Page. General Manager of Starcom Network Incorporated, Anthony Green, is emphasizing the need for traditional media to function freely and responsibly for the benefit of democracy. Speaking during a special church service at Bethel Methodist Church to mark the company's 90th anniversary, Mr. Green underscored the critical role of the press and urged media professionals to continue their work on behalf of the nation.
Development agencies and non-governmental agencies and businesses, etc., are recognizing that what media professionals bring to the table have always been valuable and continue to be valuable. So as we look ahead, may we all continue to champion the values of a free and responsible media. We must be allowed to do our work. It serves the country tremendously, and without it, there's a serious vacuum that threatens our democracy. Truth, accountability, inclusion, service, media matters.
General Manager of Starcom Network Incorporated, Anthony Green. And finally, Guyana has launched its first ever mental health court aimed at improving access to justice and treatment for people with mental health conditions. The authorities said that the court, which will use therapeutic jurisprudence, will operate out of Georgetown Magistrates Court. Therapeutic jurisprudence is a philosophy that determines how rules, procedures, and the behavior of legal professionals impact the psychological well-beings of individuals involved in the judicial system. The court was established through support from the United Nations Children's Fund, the United States Embassy, and the judiciary and the Guyana government. Recapping the headlines. The police commissioner says all hands on deck as police start 6-day work week. The call for Barbadians to have the right to recall non-performing members of parliament under the new constitution. Use of steroid creams on the rise. Caribbean Dermatology Association sends warning. Heritage preservation and knowing your history identified as tools of healing trauma from slavery. And Guyana paves the way for a mental health court, a first in the country. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.